This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're
no,
a big tough?
Never feel like an idiot.
If you're a big tough guy this morning,
but you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, from 1980, I Love a Rainy Night by Eddie Rabbit. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
My first thought when you hear Eddie Rabbit, I really enjoy this song. It's never a song you're like, hey, I hope they play I Love a Rainy yeah. Night. But then you don't turn it off either.
No, you don't.
You don't turn that song off. You just kind of enjoy it. You take it in. But I wonder again, like, okay, Eddie Rabbit, like, what's his real name? You know, were his parents Rod and Maureen Rabbit? You know, it doesn't seem like that. So I wonder what made him go with Eddie Rabbit.
I'm going to confirm that for you here.
Yeah, I'd like to know on that to see what that would be. But I enjoy the song. It's a fun song. It's a feel-good song. I don't know if it's not really a walk-up song, but you like to hear it in the background. Always makes you kind of smile. You know the words. I'm totally good with it. It's an 8444.
His real name is Edward Thomas Rabbit.
Like, really is.
R-A-B-B-I-T.
So they were the Rabbit
his
family.
It's the Rabbit
Imagine
family.
Being the Rabbit
Father
family.
Roger Rabbit. Father
Roger Rabbit. Roger Rabbit. Oh, God. Yeah, that'd be incredible. Yeah, I didn't think they were the Rabbits. So
you said,
did not see
you
that coming.
844, Bill, for you?
What's that?
844?
Yeah.
What do you think Sip would have that?
Sip would be a little down on it. He'd be in the sixes. He'd be like going, eh. He'd be kind of, don't hate it, don't this. I'm saying he's about a 6'2". I'm going to say
Birthday
Rudy
boy.
Somewhat likes it, 701.
5'8". He says, this is not me prepping for my birthday plans.
Yeah,
sadly.
So before you go out tonight, you're not playing
I Love a Rainy Night.
Someone play I Love a Rainy Night by Eddie Rabbit.
Right. Blare it, too.
Run that back.
Well, we are joined on studio by
Who's
our good
here?
Friend, Derek Bombeck, Director of Sports for Visit Lincoln. Derek, good morning. It's country music. You got to like that, don't you?
You know, it's a good song. It's not great. We talked about that.
You were singing it. I saw you singing it.
I would not turn it.
All right.
It's not exactly a lyrical explosion.
No, it's not.
So luckily you can memorize the words pretty quick. So yeah, I mean, that's a 7-8. So
7-8. Yeah. I saw you singing that.
Hey, it's a good start to the song.
Hey, 7-8's a good score. I have no problem with that.
7-8's fine. Yeah.
Some ratings here before we move on. Cody 8-9. Nebraska Noel 4-6 on the YouTube Bolt 7-5. Lance 3-7.
Really?
The spreadsheet up in go by the spreadsheet now. 864.
Told her she texted in just, this is the spreadsheet.
Now she just said, the spreadsheet, 864.
She does a spreadsheet for us on our Big Ten rankings. Big Ten power rankings. She's kept every one.
I love it. White Sharpie, 7-2. Duke for Governor, 6-9. Stanton Bennett, 7.8. Derek, 6.95. Bill and Bennett, 7.45. Husker Rick, 8. Sandmaster, 7.8. Doug in Idaho, 8.3. That is a song of the day. Is I Love a Rainy Night by
I like it.
Eddie Rabbit.
Is it supposed to rain?
No. I don't know. I just like the song.
Okay.
Well, tonight it is supposed to.
I thought it was supposed to be a little.
I was just going to say, I thought it was supposed to. I thought Jake
it was supposed to rain today.
So like Jake was tying this together.
Ken Shimmick Jr. over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Just forecasting now for us.
I'm seeing rain expected from 8 to 10 a.m. in Lincoln today.
Bombi will be here next Wednesday.
He will.
It is my goal to get Big C back in this studio. It's been far too long.
Tell him there's
going to
be donuts so he can pass that.
There we go. Yeah.
Donuts.
He'll get a photo with McSafety
and Missing Tooth Craig. Well, Derek is here because he tells about all things Lincoln.
All things.
This weekend upcoming, Derek, things are busy. I was talking about last night. It was busy downtown Lincoln with the Shop the Blocks and the concert. So Lincoln was busy last night. It's always busy here, though.
It's always busy. That's the job. That's the goal.
That's the job. That's the goal. I like that.
So
you tell your wife that every day? That's the job. That's the goal. See you later. As you exit out the house. I can just see you exiting out the house. When walking out on your hands.
There you go.
You can do that.
Down the steps. Yep.
Well, Derek, tell us off the bat here about Dynasty Combat Sports.
Yeah, you talked about a busy night last night at Pinnacle Bank Arena with the big concert going on. Well, they have switched that entire arena to be a combat sports competition for tonight. So the 2025 season's beatings is going to take place at Pinnacle Bank Arena tonight with doors opening at 6:30. The main event will feature 8-time UFC veteran Derek Minner in the professional lightweight bout You're also going to have a lot of local fighters on the card from Lincoln, Omaha, Hastings, Wahoo, and Crete. So check out the information on PinnacleBankArena.com and purchase your tickets and get downtown tonight.
Eight-time UFC vet Derek Minner going to be there.
Yeah.
Dynasty Combat Sports.
There you go.
Yeah, they had to change the entire thing up. Last night concert to this. A lot of work at PBA.
A lot of work. Working hard. Tim Savona and the crew at PBA do great work.
I'm going to say right now that things aren't quiet over there.
No.
Things are moving right now. Yeah. There's no one sitting around going,
they probably
like,
just got the load out of the concert and heading to whatever their next show. And then all of a sudden these octagons are coming in and setting up the tables, chairs, and VIP rows.
Yeah.
I'm sure DP will probably be there.
No, he's going to Penn State.
Oh, well, there you
he
go.
Would be if he wasn't going to
he
Penn State.
Yeah, he would be, yes.
Next up, hey, Monday, Tuesday, very busy in the city with, hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
NSAA football championships, Derek.
Yes, we are finally wrapping up the NSAA fall championship series. The 2025 state championships are going to take place November 24th and 25th at Memorial Stadium. You have D1, D2, and B going on Monday, and C1, C2, and A on Tuesday. The game times are at 10:15, 2:45, and 7:15 each day. So check out nsaahome.org for all your ticket information, game information, the matchups. It should be awesome. The weather's going to be a little murky, too.
Oh,
so.
What is it? Well, let's get the forecast.
Murky.
Yeah.
Explain. Yeah. Give it to us.
The Tracy, our services coordinator, said it's supposed to be a chance of like snow, rain, slush on those days. So,
well,
she could have been lying to me, too.
I'm trying to push back on Tracy here. Okay. But I'm seeing there's a chance of rain all day Monday, but a high of 55.
Oh, no slush.
Tuesday, 49. So just, you know,
that's
maybe
just gonna be that's going to be a good little
that's
state
not bad.
Football. That's good state football.
Yeah, that's
there.
Not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Perfect. Monday, Tuesday.
We don't get any cold weather anymore. It's, we've only had one frost. We've had one. It's still driving today. It's almost Thanksgiving.
Keep running those sprinklers. Everybody.
Yeah, keep them going. Don't even think about it. Run them all year. Go on Christmas Day.
Year round.
God, it is.
I gotta mow.
Get the slip and slide out.
Two times ago, I said, finally, I'm done mowing. No, I'm not.
Nope. Grass
no,
will
I'm
stop
not.
Growing.
They'll never
be
stop.
Mowing on Christmas morning.
Mowing
Bill.
Christmas morning. What's like,
the hell is that?
64
Bill,
degrees.
Bill's
mowing.
In
Merry
shorts.
Christmas. Merry Christmas. Christmas. Love you guys.
Check your stockings. Next up, Derek, the turkey chase go-kart races.
Yeah,
whoa,
we have something
Hang
for
on
everyone.
Here.
We got something for everybody. So come out to the Sandhills Global Event Center November 28th through 30th for the 19th annual turkey chase go-kart race. This event's going to feature 3 days of packed and thrilling junior and adult competitions. It's a great way to cap off the Thanksgiving holiday with fun racing for people of all ages. So check out Sandhills Global Event Center for more information on that.
Sandhills Global, the PEDS.
They're doing everything.
That sounds like a lot of fun. You said all age. I could do this.
Well, if you get you a go-kart, yeah.
So my question is there any opportunities for this the casual fan to get into a go-kart?
I'm going to guess not unless you make some very close friends with somebody out there. And
we can talk. We can chat.
Okay.
But, yeah.
We have breakers that have go-karts.
I'm sure there are.
I want to do that.
Greg, Missing Tooth Greg's got to have a friend.
Oh, he does. He probably has one himself.
If you have a go-kart, bring it down next Wednesday. I'd love to see it. Just bring it, whip around.
It is perfect.
Just whip around the block.
Time to tune it up Wednesday and start racing Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. And now you're talking there. Last thing, awesome. Derek. The red-hot Nebraska men's basketball team is 5-0. They play tonight in KC against K-State, but they have upcoming home games also.
Yes, it was in the garage all night finishing that game up last night. But check out the Husker men's basketball team as they continue the great start to the season. They're going to take on Winthrop, who actually had a very close loss against Arkansas,
two nights ago.
Yeah. A one-point loss. That was a great game. But they're going to take on them November 25th at 7:30 p.m. and then South Carolina Upstate on November 29th at 1 p.m. So obviously all games are at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Check out Huskers.com for all the Husker men's and women's sports this fall and winter.
Winthrop, they did lose 84-83 at Arkansas on Tuesday.
Might not be a pushover game there.
Former stomping grounds of Greg Marshall before he went to Wichita State. Greg Marshall was at Winthrop. They beat Tennessee as a 15 seed years ago in the tournament.
Winthrop. Jake knows some history on basketball.
He pulls out the knowledge in that dome.
You did tell us, Derek, that you did have some garage beers last night, sounds like.
Hey, when you got Husker volleyball, Husker basketball, and then NFL football going, you got to heat up the garage and get some.
I'm a little down
there,
that you missed the best game.
I know.
The game ended on the 6-inch line in a scrum.
It's on ESPN. It's the easiest one to access, Derek.
Yeah.
Also, during during the play, Louisiana thought they'd won, which they had won, but they hadn't blown the whistle. And so the scrum was still going on, and their whole team was running on the field.
Oh,
and Butch Jones is going nuts, and Rudy has it pulled up. So when you leave here, you got to watch Butch Jones leaving the field. It's incredible.
Derek, last thing, Huskers win tomorrow or not?
What do you got for us?
You're the expert here.
They have to win. I'm the eternal optimist. So yeah, let's go 24-21.
Okay,
24-21. A very specific.
Yeah.
No odd scoring. Yep. I agree with you. It's 7-3 versus 4-6. And me and Sipples broke the numbers down. It's not good for Penn State.
Not ideal.
They don't have good, not just the wins and losses. It's like this. Everyone runs the ball against them.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone runs the ball against them. So that's Nebraska runs the ball well. At least that one guy runs the ball well.
that one guy
runs the ball well. Overall, their numbers aren't great. Yeah. They're 13th in the Big
Thank
Ten.
God, Emma Johnson.
But Emma Johnson's running the ball very well. And now they have an athletic running quarterback, too. So it should be a 200-yard-plus rushing game.
Let him eat.
Yeah. Will you be in the garage for this game tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Yes! Derek, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you in a couple weeks.
Yep.
Derek Bombeck, Director of Sports, Visit Lincoln. When we come back, Hour 2, Lee Sterling picks the weekend. Next on Early Break on the Ticket.